This recording, Hebei 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McKellar, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Get a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Penny was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed. He ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then he put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When he got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comer, Comer, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the wet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, saw it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I come from Hebei province and I lived in Xintai. Xintai is famous as a historical and a cultural city in Hebei. The ancient famous scientist Guo Shoujing is a native of Xintai. My hometown has been greatly changed. I used to live in a small town with trees all around. There was no tall building, and the only street was narrow. Just outside the town, there was a river. You can see different kinds of fish swimming in the clear water. People here lived a simple life. Great changes have taken place in my hometown. You can see tall buildings, bigger department stores, and factories everywhere. Different kinds of cars and buses are running in the bigger street. The people have found a lot of way of making money. Many people have cell phones and personal computers. Thanks to the government's efforts, people's living conditions have improved a lot. But with the development of the industry, we have fewer trees. Air and water pollution is become more and more serious. I think we must do something to stop the pollution and make our Taiwan even more beautiful.
资源削而是息之，不亦乐乎？油烹自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？子曰：“食三百，一言以蔽之，曰：死无限。”子有问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养。至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所宜，观其所有，察其所安，任也守哉，任也守哉。”